You're listening to SBS News.
Born 16 weeks premature, Kelsey Carlisle has lived with a mild intellectual disability all her life. And COVID-19 has only heightened the 24-year-old's challenges finding work.
Very difficult. I lost my job to the pandemic last year, and ever since then, I've been having trouble finding employment ever since. It's been a really big struggle.
But now the lifetime tennis fan has landed a dream role as part of an employment scheme for those who have found it tough getting a foot in the door.
On my resume, it's got to stand out. When someone sees, oh, she's worked Australian Open, let's give her an interview and let's hire her.
Having recently finished a diploma in travel and tourism, some of the industry's hardest hit by the coronavirus, Lauren Quittner has also seized the chance to work at the Open.
It's an amazing opportunity to be at such a big worldwide event and getting to be a part of the atmosphere.
For migrant Rebecca Desiree, her fortnight in hospitality at the Open will be the first time the mother of two has had paid work since arriving in Australia from France 20 months ago.
Very excited. My husband even took two weeks off just to make sure everything will be okay.
25 workers who have found it difficult getting full-time employment during the pandemic have secured positions at the Australian Open through the Jobs Bank program, in association with Tennis Australia and the Victorian government. Jobs Bank Chief Executive Corinne Prowsk says the organisation focuses on breaking down systemic workforce barriers.
We work with disability, we work with Indigenous people, we also work with youth and long-term unemployed. So it's quite a variety of candidates, but it's really about, it's actually good for your workforce, it makes sense, and we're really delighted to be working with Tennis Australia.
According to the Victorian Employment Minister, Jala Pulford, the candidates are prepared before their assignments under the program and then followed up afterwards.
So that we make sure that we're set for success for these people to continue on in the workforce and have successful working lives, but also so that Tennis Australia can provide us with feedback about how we can build on this program, because now this is in its second year, and even with the pandemic and all the challenges that have been here this year, we're all pretty ambitious about what we'll be able to do in future years in terms of really scaling this up.
For event organisers, it's another opportunity to promote inclusion and diversity in tennis. Tennis Australia's Government and Stakeholder Relations Executive Vicky Reid says the program is an important one for the game itself.
We're really committed and celebrate inclusion and diversity, and this is just another piece where we're focusing on inclusion at all levels of the game. So with our fans, with accessibility, with our players, our participants, and then also, of course, our workforce.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.